You honed it first on a rock.
Yes, sir.
Honed it, then as you get it home, while you have your strap, you can strap it. Struck or that's strapping your razor.
Uh-huh.
Putting the edge on it, keeping the fine edge on it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Anybody ever shave it?
Well, that's what I shave with now. Straight razor.
You're
all
kidding.
Time. I don't ever use
right
it.
Right now?
Now. Every day I use it. Twice a week I shave with my straight razor.
Yeah. I slit my throat.
No.
No. How in the world?
You cut it one time. You cut it one time. You wouldn't cut it no more. You'd be particular.
Well, I guess you've probably been doing it a long time. Yes,
that's right. Ever since I'd be old enough to shave, that's what I use.
Oh, man.
I've got a razor I've been at 22 years. Same razor.
Same straight razor.
And just as good as it was when I first bought it.
Is that right?
That's right.
My goodness. What do you put in a revolver to shoot it?
Well, I call it cottages.
All right. Yeah. And sometimes people straighten their hair with a comb or a...
Straightening comb, you call it?
Well, no, they just, you know, they get fix their hair with a comb or a...
I wouldn't know so much as you leave a comb.
Uh-huh. Or a what? A brush?
A brush.
Okay, if you say you're going to use a brush on your hair, you're going to do what to your hair?
Or you're going to put some on it, maybe grease, I mean.
Or just say brush your hair?
Brush your hair, or just something like that.
All right.
Yeah, you know, hairdressing or something like that.
All right, when you were a child, there might have been some things you found to play with. Did you ever put a plank across a horse and
yes,
one kid go up and down?
Up and down, that's right.
What'd you call that?
I don't know, we called it a ride.
Seesaw.
It would be seesaw.
All right, if you were doing that, what would you say you were doing?
Well, seesaw and all I can tell you.
Okay, that's
seesaw,
funny.
Yeah. It's one up and up and down.
Suppose there was a plank that was, say, fastened in the middle, like to a tree stump?
Yes, ma'am.
Going round and
round. Round and round. I made a manual.
Did you?
Yes. I even have went to cut off a tree about so high and tuck the stump of it down and fasten me a pole between it and go make it around.
Is that right?
Called Flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny?
Yeah. Flying Jenny.
What about something where you would hang, say, a rope or something from a tree and put a plank on it?
Yeah, I just swing.
All right, did you use vines sometimes?
Yes, ma'am. Use some vines. We used to have one. We cut a vine, we could just swing way out over a swamp, gut, and come back to where we started at.
Is that right?
Yeah. Dangerous, but we tried it.
in this part of the country, children ever play, or you know, when you were growing up, did they ever play on something where they had a long, limber plank?
Yeah.
And they fastened both ends and jump up and down on it?
Yeah. I don't know what they call it, but they have that though. I don't know what name to give that.
Did you maybe hear it called a jumping board?
Well, it might have been.
Or a joggling board?
Might have been something like
but
that.
But you don't really
remember. No, I don't know what the name was. I just don't know.
What would you keep coal in beside a stove?
Keep what?
Keep coal in. If you had a coal stove?
Yeah.
Well, there's a container. Sometimes you'd keep it beside the stove.
Well, I wouldn't know what you call that. Like you have them coals, which you would put in as a stove. I don't know what you
ever
call it.
Ever hear of a scuttle?
Ma'am?
Ever hear of a scuttle?
Well, that's my ring, so I guess so. But I didn't know what you call it.
All right.
You should know.
And thinking about the stove that maybe your mother cooked on,
yeah.
What was the part of the stove that came up from the stove up to the chimney?
Oh, you mean the stove pipe, you call it?
All right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What did it fasten to in the wall or in the ceiling, wherever it went?
Well, now, way back in 1940,